your league was at a different stage than any other of these leagues in North America. What challenges in particular does that present to Toronto FC and to Major League Soccer?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Hopefully you guys are well. We had started the season. We had played two games. Had gone through a 6-week preseason until things had to shut down, and so it's all new ground, right? I think for all the leagues, it's probably more complicated for NBA and NHL with playoffs approaching. With us, the plan is, if we can get back to playing sometime towards the end of May or even in June, would be to still play a full schedule. And the league has run various scenarios, even if as late as mid-June, that we could still play a full schedule. It likely would mean we push the playoffs back a month, which is actually where it used to be, if you remember the freezing cold night in 2017 when we won a championship. That was played, I think, December 9th. So that's the thought process right now, is push the league back a month and try to get all the games in.
Bill, I assume you guys are talking, that people are within the league are talking, they're, whether there's conference calls or updates or how it works. What, because we're all kind of, the whole world is kind of feeling its way through this and trying to understand it, how, what are those conversations like every day? Are they like the same conversations, we're all having about our lives and, what are we going to be able to do a month from now or 2 weeks from now or a week from now? Can you game plan for a season that starts at some theoretical point in the future without having a real sense that that's possible?
Yeah, I think it's just taking best actions. I actually just dropped off an MLS call. We had a league-wide call with the commissioner and number of other, senior executives at the league, just to make sure all the teams are communicated, that everyone is aligned. The great thing with our company, with MLSE, is that, we're kind of sharing best practices between the NBA and the NHL and ourselves and the CFL. And, it's planning, but also understanding that this is a very fluid situation and that, there really are no answers. And so I think the league has done a fantastic job. MLS has done a fantastic job of communicating with the teams and keeping everyone abreast of what the plan is. And, if you remember, originally I think we had said, everything's closed till March 20th, and that clearly has now extended indefinitely, for our facilities and so on, aligned with the other leagues, because we just don't know. And so I think the biggest thing that everyone is focusing on is just making sure that we're doing our part to keep our players and our staffs at home. And, hopefully we can ride this out and then figure out when we can start training and playing games again.
Bill, in terms of contingency plans in the event that leagues can get started again, what kind of discussions have you had? And what's realistic about the prospect of playing games without any people in the crowd?
Yeah, I think we all want to avoid that if at all possible. And, I think it'll come down to, a lot of the government restrictions. And obviously that's a higher power, and we have to listen and honor that. But I certainly think that the goal of, MLS and the other leagues would be to play in front of our fans, and God willing, hopefully we can.
Bill, I'm wondering, in terms of the players, first of all, I hope that the players are doing well, that you've been able to, that everybody's in fine shape and all that. But is there a chance of this team perhaps doing, something like Bayern Munich is doing in Germany, where they're having almost Skype training sessions where players have to sign in and are worked through things, or maybe even tactical sessions? Is something to sort of keep the soccer brain functioning? Is that something you guys have looked at?
We've actually been doing it with an app called Zoom. So every day the players have been working out from about 10:30 to noon with our strength and conditioning coach, where they can actually see each other on the screen. So that's been kind of a nice little tool just to keep the guys active and engaged a bit with each other. We just had our call with the players today and with our chief medical officer, Ira Smith, and he made sure to answer any questions. I think the next step will be as we get into next week. Greg and I and Ali just talked about, getting video sent over to the players of, breaking down the two games we played this year, their play, and, kind of taking it from there. In Europe, they were in, towards, two-thirds of their season being done already. We're just started, so it's a little bit of a different place tactically. Our thing right now is just making sure the players are doing what they need to do. I mean, thanks for asking. So far, all our guys are in good shape and in a good place health-wise and their families. But it is it's something that, the last thing we're kind of worrying about right now is training. It's just making sure everyone is staying at home. And once we have a timeline, then we'll kind of work backwards from there on when we can get back to business as usual.
How long, Bill, if this is longer rather than shorter, if this stretches towards the end of spring, if we're into May or June, could you guys restart quickly if needs be, or would you have to go kind of have a little mini training camp before you did that?
Yeah, it's a tough one, and I think it's something we certainly will have to talk through with our players and the Players Association, the league and the MLSPA, to figure out the right timing, because obviously, the games are important, and that's what, at the end of the day, what it's all about. But we also don't want to put our players in a position where they can't manage, give them 2 days before the first game, right? So I'm sure they'll be, we'll work with them. And, I think the highest priority will be getting all the games in. And then, who knows if it's a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month, what it's going to take for our guys to be game ready. But I think time will tell, right? If it is June, July, you probably sacrifice a bit on training. If it's earlier, maybe you can get a bit more training in. But I think the key will be what kind of schedule we can get.
I guess, Bill, the other thing, too, this does do, and it's certainly, I don't even think it's a silver lining to the cloud, but it does give your injured players time to heal up, to continue to heal up.
Yeah, it's, that is one benefit, I guess. Michael is the biggest injury that we have right now. And certainly getting him back 100% is huge for our club. And he's, he is still getting the treatment he needs, and it's a little unorthodox from what would be normal, but we're making sure he's still getting the care. And, the other guys, Nick DeLeon and Pablo Piatti, who were down, both of them are feeling real good right now. So, the interesting thing over this time period will be, what type of shape the guys are in when we are ready to get back on the field. And then, like you said, how much time do we need to get them fit before they play the first game?